So, when you feel elation, it means you expanded, and in this moment of thought, you went with the expansion. When you feel love, it means you've expanded, and in this moment of thought, you have gone with the thought of love. When you feel interest, when you feel excited, when you feel passion, when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, that means you expanded, and in this moment, you're not doing that thing you often do that is keeping you from going and being with who you really are. But if in any moment you feel frustration or anger or fear, if you feel powerless, if you feel those negative emotions that feel so awful to you, all that it means is that in this moment, you've got something going on in your mind. You're probably talking about it. You're probably blogging about it. You've got something going on in your mind where you are not anywhere near the vicinity of who you really are. And the negative emotion that you feel is your indication of separation. Now, separation is too strong of a word, but we want to get your attention with it. When you feel negative emotion, it simply means you're not keeping up with you. Now, there's some important things to know about that. You see, if life wasn't causing you to expand, there would be nothing to keep up with. And you say, yes, exactly my point. If contrast were not abounding, then I wouldn't expand. And if I didn't expand, then I wouldn't have to go. I could just sit on my stump. And we say, no chance, because you cannot cease to be standing in the middle of a buffet that is causing you to constantly expand. We are all eternally focused beings, which means you are selfishly focused, we all are, and we cannot help at all levels of our being, even cellular levels, to continue to ask for the improvement, ask for the improvement, ask for the improvement. And you see, it's sort of tricky, and we see why you might complain, but it goes this way. If it weren't for the contrast, you couldn't ask for the improvement. But the very contrast that is responsible for the improvement is the contrast that you use as your excuse not to go. Isn't that interesting? It's like you've got a friend, we use that word loosely. You have a friend who is harassing you into expansion. Damn friend. This friend has been giving you grief for a long time, and you can't shake loose of this friend because you talk about this friend so much, law of attraction just keeps that friend right in your space. And if you are able to remove yourself from the vicinity of that friend by moving across the world, another one takes that friend's place almost immediately. Because when you have something active in your vibration, law of attraction just brings it on over and over again. So you have a friend who is harassing you into expansion because that friend doesn't know what you know. That friend doesn't know that he's supposed to do everything possible to make you feel better. That friend is following the nature of his true selfish self, and he is doing everything to make himself feel better. So here's this friend harassing you into expansion and doing it well because, sort of like a thorn in your side, this friend has been there for a long time, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, has the larger part of you expanded because of the consternation of this relationship. You've expanded and expanded and expanded. So we could say accurately, this friend who you are not very happy with is responsible for a huge part of your vibrational expansion. The source within you has benefited dramatically because of this uncomfortable relationship. So, this friend is responsible for your expansion, but now here's the interesting part. You, if you're like most people, are now using this friend and this contrasting experience as your excuse now not to keep up with the expansion that this friend caused you to have. That's why you're extra, extra, extra mad at this friend. You're tied together vibrationally. In other words, this friend is a co-conspirator in your expansion. But you're using the details of this relationship as your reason not to expand, and that's why you can't get your mind off this rascal. That's why everything seems to be that person's fault. And haven't you noticed that when you got that sort of thing going on, and almost everybody does to some degree, that for a while it's that person, and then 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 it, in other words, it seems like there's always something that you're using as your current excuse to not let yourself feel good. It's like, if I could just wrestle this one last rascal to the ground and kill him, then in the absence of rascaldom, I would then feel good. And we say, You can't rid the world of things that bother you. You've got to rid your vibration of things that bother you. And when you rid your vibration of things that bother you, no things that bother you can come. You can't rid anything from your vibration because there is no exclusion in this attraction-based universe. In an attraction-based universe, there's only inclusion, which means when you look at this thing you want and you say yes to it, you include it in your vibration. But when you look at this thing you don't want and you shout no at it, you include it in your vibration. The only way that you can stop attracting something that you don't want is by giving your attention to something that you do want. But you have to take small steps in it. We really want to give this to you in a way that you will give yourself a little bit of relief. If you've got something active in your vibration, you've been focused on it for a while, you can't all of a sudden switch to another channel just like you do with your radio station. In other words, you can only move incrementally a little bit up the emotional scale. If you've trained yourself, and that's really a good way of saying it, if you've trained yourself into a frequency of complaint about something, and we know it's legitimate, you're not making this stuff up, you've been observing what's going on, we know they could have done better, they could have been nicer, they could have been more tuned in, tapped in, turned on. If they had been tuned in, tapped in, turned on, all you would have had to do is look at them and you would have felt better. You know it because there are some lovable people in your life. Not that many, but there are some lovable people in your life. Most of them are under two. But there are some really lovable people in your life, or they have fur on them, or feathers. Most of them, most people are not in control of their vibration. And so when you say to someone, I need you to be always in alignment with who you really are, so that when I look at you, I am then in alignment with who I am, you're asking the impossible. What you have to do is take control of your own vibration and say to everyone, it's not your job to be in alignment in order for me to feel good. It's my job to look around my environment, past, present, and future, for things that line me up with who I really am. In other words, you're looking for love in all the wrong places, friends. And the place that you want to look for it and find it is this expanded you, the source energy you, the part of you that is love. Tune yourself to that vibration.